Hi, neighbors. Welcome to this Friday's edition of The Stoners Next Door with your hosts, Aaron and Maul. Start your weekend every Friday with a curated critique of some favorite posts, special segments, and interesting guests. Right here on The Stoners Next Door.
This is Aaron.
And this is Maul. And let's go right to...
Oh, God. Okay. Nope. Okay.
You're not going to edit?
Nope. All right. Here's one from Facebook. I'm doing some landscaping in my parking strip. I understand the city at any time may decide to dig it up. And I know I need to have a permit to plant a tree. Do I have to have a permit to plant a shrub? For instance, some manzanitas are tree, but some are shrubs. If I want to plant the shrub version, will someone think it's a tree? Is it by height? You know, this is so funny because in Portland, you do have to get permits for planting trees in parking strips. And my grandmother, bless her heart, she was from Arkansas, and she would get so upset with the city of Springfield, Oregon, about having to get permits from things that sometimes she would call down to City Hall and she would say, I'm having some of my relatives over
for dinner.
Is that okay? Or do I need a permit for that? That's exactly how she used to say
it.
I know. Yeah. So anyway, I know. So in Portland, you've got to get these permits for these trees. Someone writes, also, keep in mind that anyone could pitch a tent and decide to live on your parking strip. So it's totally legal in Portland to
plant your trees,
pitch a tent. So yes, go ape with your shrubs or your trees. That's what I say, because if you could pitch a tent, you should be able to pitch anything else.
100%.
All right.
I have a cute one. I was out watering my trees tonight. Hope they had permits. Right. And found this cute metal dog in my yard. I have a feeling it may have been taken from its rightful owner and dumped in my yard. Do you think so?
Yeah. I mean,
well, it's not yours. It's in your yard. Did someone maybe come take that from someone else's yard and drop it
off? That's so random, though. What was going through the person's mind that picked up a metal dog thing and stuck it in someone else's yard randomly?
Joke's on them. But here's a couple funny responses. So one gal says, if the creator of this masterpiece reads this, I'm a big fan and would love a weenie dog version. To which someone replies, they're available at Walmart. Here's a link. It's like $8.99. Little dog. Oh, I got so much time today.
It seemed like such a valuable piece of art.
It really was kind of cute. I'm not
going
to lie.
Go down to Walmart and buy it for $7. You had me going there. I've never seen one, I have to
say. They're cute. I haven't either.
So here's my next item. It's from Portland's unpopular opinion thread. And these are where people just, they say things that they know are going to be unpopular, and it's so much fun. It's like, it's my favorite thread. Someone writes, I have a friend who puts ketchup on his mashed potatoes and gravy. Disgusting. Someone says that, why do people in this town buy cheap crap and use it for 10 years, then post it for sale, expecting to get what they originally paid or sometimes more? I'm always so perplexed. No one wants to pay $200 for your used IKEA nightstand.
Well, because, I mean, there was some work involved, I'm sure.
They had to put it together. Sometimes that can take up to 8 hours.
Oh, my Lord, if, you know.
Right?
8 hours in a marriage.
Someone else posts in here, high-waisted jeans look like long diapers. Sorry.
You know what? Oh, I've got a visual now. Think about, like, you know, if you're trying to low ride your high rise high-waisted jeans so you can get a little pooch of underwear out there.
Exactly.
That just would not work well.
No.
I've got one coming out of the Selwood, Tacoma area. Mm-hmm. In a really great picture. Is this a mouse or a rat? My dog caught this little guy the other night in our yard. I can't tell you if it's a huge mouse or a small rat. There seems to be a few of them living under our deck. And it would be nice to know what exactly we're dealing with. Any ideas? It's a fucking rat, man. Look at the tail on that thing. That is a...
It's enormous. That, I hate to tell you.
I'm serious.
Check out the movie Willard, because then you'll know,
you know, and,
the difference.
And you can keep them living underneath.
I highly recommend it.
There's some folks that are saying, contact the Multnomah County Vector Control. Mm-hmm. And someone's like, but they put out poison. Really? Oh, do they? For the rats? For that ginormous fucking rat?
We don't want him to have them as pets. They're so cute.
Aww. I love it.
All right. So here we go into our next segment, Missed Connections.
Okay. This is coming in out of Tualatin. Latina, walking her Rottweiler in Tualatin area. I see you about every week while I ride my bike. You know who this is. Well, of course she does. You said her name.
Did he say Latina?
Oh, shit, no.
Rottweiler? Her name isn't Latina, right, though? She is no. Latina. No. What? Did I just embarrass you beyond all belief?
Oh, my God. I'm an idiot.
Oh, we have to keep this one.
This is not her name. I apologize so badly. I am such a stone idiot right now.
All right. All right. Now I'm going to move on to the
Let's go to yours.
The next misconnection. Stop it. This is a misconnection from Central Port, Oregon. To the lady with long blonde hair and hat with blue jeans sharing our table, you recognized that I did not deserve the treatment I was getting by the lady I was with. Huh? Thank you for your kind words. I wish that I would have been able to talk more with you. Perhaps we can. If you see this, I would like that very much.
Oh, my
wish
stars.
You a great day.
People.
So he was having probably a fight with his girlfriend, right. and this woman was looking at him sympathetically. Like, so now he wants to go out.
Now
with
he's
her.
Like ready. He's done. D-O-N-E.
Boy, that wasn't lasting very long.
Not
was it?
At all. Hey, just but here's argument. A piece of advice. Right, one argument. Honestly, sorry. We didn't even make it through the appetizers. Yeah,
that was that last date.
That's right. Should have lined the other one up, though, dude, where you missed something.
Exactly.
Okay, so here is one coming out of Vancouver, Washington, and it's entitled Blue Truck Andreessen Burnt Bridge. Looking for the man and woman that were driving the crew truck parked at the Andreessen Trailhead last week. I was the gentleman in the tan SUV that was parked next to you. Thanks again. Uh-oh. Maybe I'll see you again. I don't know. Are these just advertisements? I don't know. I can't tell anymore. This can't be a misconnection. I'm so confused.
You're starting to fall for them, though.
That's
what they expect. It's like they suck you in with it sounding kind of realistic, and then you get to the end,
right,
and it just says, click
like,
here.
Come on. You know.
Okay, well... That was funny. Okay, so I have a misconnection from Greeley and Killingsworth's 7-Eleven in North Portland. And it starts off by this gentleman saying, so I read these from time to time and hopes I'll either laugh my ass off or miraculously actually meet up with someone that took my breath away. Tonight,
which will it be?
Tuesday, October 20th, I came into your store and I asked you for two scratch-offs. While you were searching, I caught a glimpse of that stunning face. I'd love to get to know you sometime. Hopefully you see this, or I'll just have to hope I run into you again. P.S. What were the prices of the two scratch-offs so that I know it's you?
Okay. I have so many questions.
What's your first question?
Well, Did you not see her face when you were asking her to search for them? I mean, so,
you mean
don't
before,
get it.
So or before, it wasn't until right, she turns around.
Right. Or and plus, then like, she's searching face. And then her head has to be down. So are you confused by the top of her scalp and her luscious hair?
No, I think when you're like, they have them all, like, in those glass cases and they're all in those flat, like, so you can see behind there. And I think they're pulling them and they're sort of looking at you.
Okay.
I think.
All right. Well,
not that I would
clearly.
Clearly,
we're not gamblers.
I've never purchased. I just for the children listening. I have never purchased
not a, thing.
A single scratch.
Not one single vice in our entire life. Mm-mm. Oh my stars! All right, I've got one coming out of Portland, and the title is "Bald Guy with Plaid Jacket and Mask." Very distinguishing factor these days are masks. just thought I'd point that out.
Bald guy with mask.
Well, he has a plaid jacket. So again, however,
definitely very distinguished.
We are in Portland.
Sets him off.
That's all you could write. You're going to have like so you're many. Like, just leave it there.
You might as well just say lumber sexual.
I love it.
Seriously.
You could just totally just leave it at bald guy with plaid jacket and mask. Dude, you will not know how many replies you're going to have to field off.
Popular.
Okay. Well, let's see if we can connect these two people.
Is that all?
There's actually a story to it. We got a little sidetracked.
All right,
Oh, the perils of doing this on Friday nights. okay. Hello. Saw you a couple times at the mall Wednesday. A little taller than me and beefier. Oh, this is right up there with Mom Bod. I'm already done with you.
Yeah.
You were wearing a red plaid jacket and matching face mask. Okay.
That's,
tell me what I look like and where we both went.
Ooh.
Are you not collecting names when you go somewhere? I don't. What is the problem? Yeah. I mean, this was like at the Tunisian PE teacher the other day, a couple of episodes ago. It's like, you know his name.
And what ethnicity
you know,
is.
And you know where he's like, where you got him fired from.
Yeah.
You don't have his phone number. What the actual?
So here's one missed connection that was sent to us from a listener out on the coast. This is Christine from Florence in Beverly Beach. We met and chatted Monday while walking at the south end of Beverly Beach. I was instantly attracted and wanted to ask you to dinner, but couldn't drum up the courage. So now I'm posting this in the faint hope that maybe you see it and we'll get in touch. Tell me what film we discussed so I know that it's you.
Oh,
Lee.
These are for real. Okay. These are for real. When they are throwing down, they're just dropping the riddles on you because they want true love. So whoever was talking to Lee and Christine
about
whatever, I do. I've got hope for you.
Yeah.
Okay. This actually also was sent to us from Scranton, Pennsylvania. And the title is Aquarium.
Mm-hmm.
Saw you at the aquarium today with your daughter. I was with my two kids. Our eyes met a few times. I should have said hi there in the gift shop or in the pizza place upstairs. Caught the abbreviated version of your name as you went to find a table. Reply with to this with the abbreviation and what you were wearing.
Mm. Okay.
Again, and what you were wearing, like you had to add that, like someone could just randomly guess the abbreviation. Is it Ed? Could that be it? Is it Ed?
But you know what? I could not go somewhere and then a week later remember what I was wearing.
My point exactly. So stick with the abbreviation, which seems a little more distinctive.
I could not remember what I was wearing.
No.
There's no way.
No, I won't remember what I have on tonight, tomorrow.
She won't remember whether she had lip gloss on tonight
tomorrow. I don't because I get my mask so dirty. And like finally, it's like it's the whole concept you don't need from the nose down.
Yeah.
Finally, makeup artists have been saying this for months. I just figured it out this week.
Yeah, just leave that whole part below your mask.
Blush,
just,
you don't need it. Blush,
put it on
lipstick,
above there, or but get down it, below it.
Just it like, which is what I'm, that's exactly what I'm going to do, Aaron. That's exactly what I'm doing.
It might look a little clownish when you take your mask later on.
But that's okay.
It's all right.
The better there than on my actual lips.
You're saving yourself a couple bucks. So here's oh God. Here's something from the speed round.
Good.
Yeah.
It's already an hour long.
I'm trying to speed it up. Okay.
I know.
Here's, I don't like so many people posting their opinions on here. No one cares about your unpopular opinion. It's next door, for God's sake. Please only post your popular opinion or you'll be reported.
Well, why don't they go to the unpopular opinion no, board,
was,
right?
This was on the unpopular opinion
board. Oh, I'm, like, God, I'm so making, slow tonight.
They were making fun of it. But there's one more on here that was okay. Also really funny. It says,
God, I'm so high.
This is from Steven Outer Buckman. If you added your company's logo to the face masks that your employees have to wear, you're absolutely pathetic. You're branding.
Is this Steve? I agree, Steve. Let me.
You're branding your people like cattle. It's not professional or a good look. It's gross. We wear masks to stay alive. Not.
Sorry.
Not. Oh my God! To promote your business, you pathetic nerd.
Steve, oh my God. Meet me over in the mixed connections. Because you and I are meant for each other.
Oh my God. All right.
Oh my stars.
Do you have anything before I have my final closing jump today?
Well, no.
All right.
I can leave this That's for next it. Week.
All right. So I have my closing joke for today.
Okay.
Is strange new trend at the office. People putting names on food in the company refrigerator. Today, I had a tuna sandwich named Kevin.
That's good. That's good. I always love the really good, like, yeah, things you can tell a 3-year-old.
Yeah.
When you get a laugh out of that. I do like that.
Oh, God. All right. So that's it for this week's edition. Shout out to Oakley Design Studios for our logo and Payam Karamoos for our intro.
And don't forget, we're on the lookout for creative partners interested in joining our show to develop our companion website and social media outlets. Until next week.
Remember to send your favorite Nextdoor posts to Aaron and Mal at vsnd@outlook.com. That's vsnd@outlook.com. When you do, let us know if you're willing to be a guest on a future episode or part of our network of volunteer reporters across the country. And remember, no matter who you are or where you live, always be nice to the stoners next door, because you never know who they are.
The Stoners Next Door is a production of Aaron Douglas Enterprises, LLC.